Welcome to The Scene. I'm your host, Andrea Kruska, and today I am joined by Lakeland Gordon, owner, designer, everythinger of the Watermark Design. Lakeland, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me a little bit about how you got started with this and exactly what you do.
So I make handmade jewelry, super delicate designs out of polymer clay. Started back in 2019. My sister, she has a ripped earlobe. She loves big statement earrings. So she pretty much bullied me into starting to make earrings for her. She pretty much bought me stuff and forced me to make them for her because she knew that they were lightweight and that she could wear them. And I did not want to make them, but I went ahead and started playing with it. It was never a medium that I had played with before and ended up falling in love with it. And 3 years later, I am still here playing with it. So,
and you mentioned your sister. When you first started, until recently, both of your sisters have been involved with the Watermark Design.
Yes, it was definitely family business. Once I realized I loved it, Brooke started helping me make some. And then unfortunately, she moved away for grad school and kind of took on the back burner a little bit, but she was helping me out a lot with graphic design and running our Instagram pages. And our youngest sister, River, she also kind of put it on the back burner a little bit, but she was in high school, so it's to be understood. And she also just moved away for college, so she's kind of just focusing on herself now. So it's just me, but I still have a lot of fun with it, and they definitely influence and help me figure out designs. I'm pretty much on the phone with them at least 3 times a week. Like, what can we do? Give me some ideas.
Well, you have all kinds of designs, which people will be able to see at Art Prowl this year for the first time.
Yes, right? I'll be at Glass Tangerine. Vix Newman will be the other artist with me.
And their work is really interesting, and I think will be a good compliment and fit right in with the store. Kind of like yours does, since you already have things there.
So Glass Tangerine already stocks some of my work year-round, so if you're ever looking in there, you'll be able to find it. It's over usually in the left by the register.
I think I've noticed that when I've been in there before. Because I'm obsessed with that flower bar.
Oh, me too. I've gotten flowers there every 3 weeks for the past, since they opened. So.
It's such a cool shop. I love it so much. So how did you get started with jewelry? Like, how did you learn how to do this? Did you teach yourself?
Yeah, it's all self-taught. Lots of YouTube University and other patrons, but specifically YouTube. I manage lots of Instagram. There's a lot of people that teach polymer clay on Instagram and YouTube. And I had never, like I said earlier, never worked with this medium before. So I was really not interested in it at all. And I was really big into charcoal. One of the things I really love about charcoal is that if you mess up, you can just kind of mush it out with your fingers.
Right.
And yes. It doesn't look like you've messed up at all. And that was one of the things when I started working with polymer clay that I really loved about it, was that if you mess up, you're not wasting material. You can just mush the clay back together and, you know, rub it out with your fingers and it's good and turns back into whatever you want. You've not wasted any material, waste a little bit of time, but you've also learned something during that time.
Yes. And time where you have spent learning things is never wasted, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I mean, we all make mistakes as we learn. So,
oh, yeah.
I mean, that's how we get better.
Yes.
And with the designs you do, with how intricate some of them are, I can't even imagine how long it took you to learn how to do all of this, how to teach yourself to do all of this.
Yeah, it is definitely a labor of love. So
we'll be right back on the scene with more with Lakeland Gordon.